Democrats, Big Tech Billionaires Unite to Keep DACA Illegal Aliens in U.S. Jobs. By John Binder on December 1, 2021. Democrats and billionaire executives for giant tech corporations are urging the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to keep illegal aliens enrolled in former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program, in American jobs. In July, Judge Andrew Hannon ordered President Joe Biden's administration to shut down the DACA program by blocking the federal government from allowing new applicants, illegal aliens who have not previously been enrolled, onto the program's rolls. Months later, in September, Biden's DHS issued a draft regulation that would effectively preserve the DACA program that has allowed more than 800,000 illegal aliens to remain in the United States and hold American jobs since 2012. In a letter to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Senate Democrats including Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Cory Booker, DNJ, Alex Padilla, DCA, and Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, along with a number of House Democrats, urged the Biden administration to move forward with a regulation and expand the program to include more illegal aliens. The Democrats write, "To preserve family unity, we urge you to update the DACA threshold criteria to include individuals who had lawful status on June 15, 2012. One of the threshold criteria in the proposed rule is that DACA applicants must have had no lawful immigration status on June 15, 2012, as well as at the time of filing of the request for DACA. We ask that DHS to update these criteria to allow individuals who had lawful status in the United States on June 15, 2012, but subsequently lost such status by the time of their request, to qualify for DACA. This update could be accomplished by changing the above criterion to read, had no lawful status at the time of filing of the request for DACA." Emphasis added. "We also encourage you to consider adopting additional changes to DACA eligibility requirements that would enable more documented Dreamers to utilize the protection this program offers if the unlawful status requirement were revoked. Specifically, we urge you to consider removing the threshold criteria that require requesters to have continuously resided in the United States from June 15, 2007 to the time of filing of the request. We also support adjusting the dates in the threshold criteria to provide relief for individuals who arrived in the United States after 2007. These adjustments would help a greater number of documented Dreamers access relief and avoid accruing unlawful status." Emphasis added. Likewise, executives at Amazon, Google, Cisco, the Intel Corporation, IBM, and Meta Platforms have sent a letter to DHS asking that DACA work permits be preserved and that Congress grant amnesty to DACA illegal aliens. "DACA recipients help us innovate on behalf of customers and are a critical part of our diverse workforce," the executives wrote. "DACA recipients enrich our companies and the economy in different ways. Already, current immigration levels put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class and towards employers and new arrivals," research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has repeatedly found that amnesty for illegal aliens would be a net fiscal drain for American taxpayers while driving down U.S. wages. Every year, 1.2 million legal immigrants receive green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. In addition, 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to take American jobs, while hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enter the U.S. annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.